Former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet was allowed to return home to Chile today after the British government determined that his failing health and memory left him unfit to stand trial. He would have been extradited to Spain and prosecuted for crimes against humanity committed during his regime from 1973 to 1990. Let's get back to Peter Kornbluh, who we spoke with earlier on today's show. Kornbluh is senior analyst at the National Security Archive, which works for the declassification of secret American documents that can shed light on recent history. What do you expect will happen when Pinochet returns back to Chile? Do you think there will be any kind of protests?
Certainly. There will be people that come out to protest. There will be a smaller group of his supporters that rally behind him. There will be calls for his prosecution in Chile. The Chilean military will cast its net around him, its net of protection, to keep him from being prosecuted. You know, the Chilean civilian government of Eduardo Frei, which is about to step down, is largely responsible for Pinochet's return. They kind of had a long checklist of efforts to get him sprung from London, and they finally arrived at the medical issue and petitioned the British to evaluate him on medical grounds and release him on humanitarian grounds. And I think they will forever be tied to Pinochet's release. Ironically, I think his return to Chile will be more disruptive than if he had stayed in Europe. But he is coming back to a country that has changed dramatically. A former disciple of the Allende government, Ricardo Lagos, has been elected president over a former disciple of Pinochet's regime. You have a country where, before Pinochet was arrested, it was simply impolite to talk about the past. Yet since his arrest, kind of the shadow of his repression has been lifted. And the whole country is focused on redressing these still open wounds in order to move forward. There's an extraordinary irony that he is being allowed to go back because of what Home Secretary Jack Straw calls his memory deficiency. That is, that he has suffered some minor strokes and can't really remember what his misdeeds of the past in order to help his defense. But he is going back to a country and to a world that certainly remembers. He may well not remember his crimes against humanity, but now the world will never forget.
Pinochet won't be standing trial, but will anyone else be prosecuted?
It is extremely possible now that some of his subordinates will be prosecuted. One of his key handymen of repression, General Arellano Stark, has in fact been indicted and arrested for charges that he led a so-called caravan of death up and down Chile in the days following the coup. Other military officials are being indicted and investigated for crimes, including disappearances of Chilean citizens. The Chilean courts have ruled that disappearance is really perpetual kidnapping. And that there is no limit of statute of limitations on such a crime, and that such a crime does not fall under the immunity that Pinochet gave to himself and his subordinates in the late 1970s to protect them from precisely this kind of prosecution. So the human rights cases are going to go forward. They are going to be emboldened, and hopefully they will be helped by the declassification of U.S. documents, which can shed light on those responsible for these crimes.
Pinochet won't be prosecuted because of his failing health and failing memory. But other than that, he would have been extradited and he would have been prosecuted. What precedent does the Pinochet case set now for other tyrants?
There is a new verb in the lexicon of human rights work, to be Pinochet'd. And that means to have former dictators or current dictators feel the fear of leaving the sanctuary of their own home states and going abroad, knowing that the human rights community is now empowered by international law to seize them abroad and try them outside of the countries which they control for their crimes. This is an extraordinary turning point in this in the history of human rights work. And it is a great irony that, in fact, Pinochet himself was responsible for some of the human rights laws that were passed in the United States in the mid-1970s, making human rights a criteria of U.S. foreign policy. And those laws have been expanded and extended around the world, and the international community over all of these years has finally put teeth into the international conventions to protect the rights of citizens abroad and bring those who violate them to justice. It is an irony that General Pinochet may now not ever face a courtroom verdict, but with the declassification of U.S. documents, and with all the events surrounding the saga of his arrest and detention, it is clear that he is going to face a verdict of history, and in fact that verdict has already been rendered.
Peter Kornbluh, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's a great pleasure.
Peter Kornbluh is senior analyst at the National Security Archive.